All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, the Honorable Andrew Napolitano, the judge. Andrew, in closing this, I want to ask you one question. On page 179 of your book, you state that there are 8 Democrats and 8 Republicans, with the exception of Ron Paul. In terms of fidelity to the Constitution, it doesn't matter which one of them wins. Except for Congressman Paul, they all love power for its own sake, believe that big government should redistribute wealth, regard the Constitution as a quaint obstacle, and would enforce or disregard laws as they saw fit. All this without regard to our history, our values, or our natural rights. Now, are you saying in here, Judge Napolitano, that Ron Paul, in your mind, would be the right candidate for the presidency?
Well, I'm saying, first of all, the number's not 8 anymore, since so many of them have dropped out. And as an on-air Fox News person, I'm not permitted publicly to endorse anyone for the presidency. But anyone who listens to my radio show would know that I believe that Ron Paul is the only person running for president who is absolutely true to the Constitution. And I believe he's the only person running for president who has the ideas which are consistent with freedom. All the others would be George W. Bush all over again to a different or varying degree. I mean, I don't think Dennis Kucinich would be as bad as George W. Bush on civil liberties, but Dennis Kucinich would bring us socialism. On the other hand, I think that John McCain would be even worse than George W. Bush with respect to the use of the military to enforce laws domestically and the use of the military to start offensive wars around the world. But none of them understands the meaning or the history of the Constitution the way Ron Paul does, and none of them would routinely veto acts of Congress that were violative of the Constitution except Ron Paul. If you read my books, my second book, The Constitution in Exile, it's a history of how the federal government, the Congress, the presidents, and the Supreme Court have rewritten the Constitution, not changed the words of it, but changed the understanding of the meaning of the words so as to allow them to do all kinds of nefarious, unconstitutional things. Ron Paul would undo all that. The others would build on it.